This is a daily update for Wednesday, June 14th, 2017. Republicans shot at baseball game in Virginia. Republican House Majority Whip Steve Scalise from Louisiana shot by a crazed shooter. Also a staff member shot. The shooter identified as James T. Hodgkinson, 66 years old, from Belleville, Illinois. The suspect was shot by Capitol Police and now has been pronounced dead. He was also apparently a huge Rachel Maddow super fan. He campaigned for Bernie Sanders, and then he went to the baseball field and said, "Who's playing?" They said, "Republicans." He went and got his gun and shot them. So obviously, this whole thing was politically motivated. And the left on Twitter is celebrating the attack, disgustingly enough and unbelievable. So this is all part of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton giving the green light to these people for violence. The whole resist thing, resist Trump, basically is saying resist the government. They're saying resist their own government. So here we have another psychopath coming out, a Bernie Sanders supporter who hates Donald Trump, and then here is this guy's trying to kill people. So thank God that Steve Scalise is still alive. He went in surgery, he came out, he's okay. He talked to his wife and everything's good. But the Democrats need to denounce this across the board. All violence. Bernie Sanders came out and said it was horrible. Nancy Pelosi came out and said it was horrible. But I have not heard from Hillary Clinton. I have not heard from a Barack Obama. We certainly hear from them when they want to get people angry and add to people's dementia by saying, go out there and resist and it's okay to commit violence. We heard from Loretta Lynch not that long ago saying that this violence is happening, and then be part of the movement. It's okay to commit this violence. All these things that have been said by the Democrats, you know, unbelievable that they're saying this. And then, obviously, if it was on the Republican side, the Democrats would be yelling and screaming about it. This is just another domino that's falling, and I will tell you this, it's going to get worse, much, much worse, unless people across the board denounce the violence and hold people accountable for their crazy actions. But this guy is dead. So let that be a lesson to anybody out there who is thinking of committing these acts. You will be shot and killed by police, or you will be taken into custody by police and put in prison for the rest of your life if you think about doing things like this. So, terrible, terrible situation. Speaking of terrible situations, London, again, West London, an apartment fire. Huge apartment building, 27 stories, a suspicious fire, even though they said that the building had other fires and other problems. Very sad for all those people in the building. A lot of Muslims actually live in that building, and they have large families. But this was 1 o'clock in the morning, and then a lot of people died in the blaze. My heart goes out to all those people who suffered. Baltimore police officers are on mandatory 12-hour shifts as violence grows. So long hours, stressing out police, not good. 12 people shot in the last 24 hours, 6 of them dead. So it's turning into a bloodbath. Residents are asking for more police. So this is what gets me about people. Now they're asking for more police. Before they're saying, Black Lives Matter, we need less police. We don't want the police to punish anyone. We don't want the police to get involved. All of a sudden, here we are. But I want to hear from Black Lives Matter. I want to know why they aren't in those streets helping people, not working with those communities in Baltimore or Chicago or LA or anywhere for that matter. All they do is criticize, but they don't do any good. So this is just another instance on how that group means nothing and how people are dying at the hands of gang members. The police say it is illegal guns, gangs, and drugs that's doing all of this. It's a broken system, and the repeat offenders get back on the streets again. So, and then that's the residents saying the system is broken and there's repeat offenders getting back on the streets. Then they say, oh, you shouldn't put black people in jail. So which is it? Which is it? 159 homicides in Baltimore this year. In Chicago, 289 murders so far this year. So I think that these problems need to be fixed. This is like a war. It's a war zone and people are dying. All for what? What do they get out of it except death? awful way. So, Jeff Sessions testified, finally. And then, of course, no collusion with Russians. He calls the whole thing a detestable lie, and it is no surprise to me. That's why I'm not even getting into reporting on all this stuff, because it's a witch hunt, I believe, just like the Trump administration has said. It is a witch hunt. The Democrats are looking for any reason to impeach Donald Trump, make him look bad, and tear his administration apart. He is embattled. Talk about terrorism. We have shooters who are Democratic, who are killing people or trying to kill people. We have violence going on from Democrats. We have cops being hit in the head with rocks from Democrats. We have Democrats who are out there working for the NSA and then leaking secrets. So that's the real terrorism. You want to talk about terrorism? What do you think all that is? And then if you're a Republican, you have to watch your back. You have to fear being a Republican. You have to fear your own political belief. And what's Trump done so far that's that bad, that's making these people go crazy? Nothing. You know what's making them go crazy? Listening to people like Rachel Maddow, listening to people like Hillary Clinton, listening to people like Barack Obama when they vilify Donald Trump and they vilify the Republicans, and that adds heat to all the whole situation. It is called inciting people to commit violence. Unbelievable. So, Megyn Kelly's audience drops 42%. I just reported on her the other day, how she did her interview with Vladimir Putin, and he controlled the entire interview, made her look like the idiot that she is. And now NBC is holding a crisis meeting. So here's NBC hiring a woman from a conservative channel, putting her on their liberal channel, thinking that she's going to do a good job and get ratings. I guess they've never watched her show or ever listened to her talk. You know, she's the same person that said that Santa Claus was white and could never be black. And these are the dumb things that she says. And she's just a harebrained. And I think that putting her on television does a disservice. The only reason why she got her job was because of her looks. And that's the real reason that Fox gave her that job. Then she resented it. Now she's on NBC and she's failing miserably. So, good riddance. So today is National Bourbon Day. For all you people who like to imbibe a little bit of bourbon, bourbon's good stuff in moderation. So go out and have your nice glass of bourbon today. Today is National Flag Day, so fly your flag, man. I actually have my own flag. That's how narcissistic I am. It says Angley on it. The American flag, of course, is the fabric of this nation. When people burn it, when people step on it and do all that, they're just hurting themselves. And they're too stupid to realize that. So today is a day to celebrate your flag. Today is International Bath Day. So a lot of people just take showers. They don't take baths anymore. So today is a day to go take a bath. And today is Pop Goes the Weasel Day. It's the song Pop Goes the Weasel and whatever. There's also a rap song, Pop Goes the Weasel, because the weasel goes pop. You know, Third Base back in the day did that song. Guys from Far Rockaway, New York, and I knew them well, and very cool people. So go listen to Third Base, Pop Goes the Weasel, because the weasel goes pop. Today is Strawberry Shortcake Day, so have some. What's wrong with strawberries? Nothing. You know what's beautiful about strawberries? They grow and they're real. I just recently had a conversation about Yoplait yogurt and other things that have a red dye. That's actually a beetle, a red beetle that they breed and then they kill them and then they use the beetle as a dye. So Yoplait does it, Tropicana does it, a whole bunch of companies do it. It's the cochina beetle. If you look in the ingredients, it's in there. They don't say it's a beetle. They don't advertise it's a beetle. They don't put that in the ads, hey, eat this beetle. But a lot of people now have allergies to this beetle, so they're talking about limiting the beetle from their products. But disgusting. What's wrong with putting a goddamn strawberry in your food? Nothing. So today's Strawberry Shortcake Day. Don't eat beetles, eat strawberries. Today is also World Blood Donor Day, so donate that blood. There are people out there that need it, there are people out there that are suffering, and I'm talking about the whole world, so go give blood today. This is Michael Angley on the Daily Update for Wednesday, June 14th, 2017, on United Public Radio Network, UPRN, TalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Past Christiane.